Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector, the shorter episodes. This episode is sponsored by Eli and Eva Gnauer, Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Reb Shimon ben Yosef, Dr. Eric Offenbacher, a Lid of Frankfurt. He lived his life according to the dictates of Torah im Derech Eretz. This week, we lane Parshas Beshalach. So it's an excuse for me to speak about the man, as it's a big topic in the parasha, and some of the literature and what was written about the man throughout the generations. Klal Yisrael has a tremendous weakness for schools. Of course, this week we get bombarded via emails to make sure to say Parshas Aman, or have Gedolim say it for you at a special time, etc., etc. So the question is, what's the story? And now, the truth is, the skula is a real thing. It's brought down, shockingly, in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph. It says like this, the Torah says, and this is talking about every day, all year around, the Toiv Loimar, Parshas Akeda, Parshas Aman. Straight up, it's Hur. You don't get, it's open, shut. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this also. The Beis Yosef, explaining what's the reason behind it, he says, Parshas Haman, Kedei Sheyamin, so you should believe, Shekol Mezayin Yosef, Ba'an Loi Bashkacha, that there's a plan on how you get your food. The Mishnah Brewer brings, which is based on the Artes Achayim, adding to this Beis Yosef, Parshas Haman, Kedei Sheyamin, Shekol Mezayin Yosef, Ba'an Bashkacha Pratis, Ukedechsiv, Hamarbe, Lohidif, Hamamai, Lohichsir, Lohiris, Shein Ribu, Hashtalis, Moil Mu'uma, that adding does not help at all. Interestingly enough, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and a Shmuz speaks out, based on Rashi and the Psukim also, that the lesson in the man is, it doesn't make a difference how much you gathered. Kol adam mekabel es haroyloi ves hashanigzer alav, loy pachos v'lo yoyser. If someone got a lot, it does not make a difference. If someone got a little, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to get what you're supposed to. Okay, now, the Prisha in Or Chaim, Siman Aleph, brings down from his Rebbe, which we spoke about in the Chayshe Mishpat Shiurim that were recently released. He's referring to, over here, the Marshal. B'Yerushalmi de Brachas Isa, Kola Eimer Parshas Amon B'chol Yoim, Muftach Loi Shlo Yismatu Mezayin Yosef. Now, so here it's giving an address that is Yerushalmi in Brachas that says, it's a tremendous thing about saying Parshas Amon every day, and you're not going to have to worry about your Mezainus. The Tashbitz Katan, Talmud of the Rami Rutenberg, in Simon Reish Nun Vav, brings a Yerushalmi, the same Yerushalmi also. So there's one of the classic Perushim on this Tashbitz Katan is called Shivas Haneris, and he says, Agam Shekeis Loi Reisi Es Yerushalmi, I didn't find Yerushalmi, Nemonim Devei Tashbitz, I believe the Tashbitz. They were published, Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perlau's Ha'aris, on the Tashbitz Katan. So he brings that a manik says the same type of thing, also bringing the Yerushalmi. There's also Rabbeinu Bechai that says this type of Lashon from Yerushalmi, I think. But the point is, says Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perlau, it's not an our Yerushalmi. Fine. Now, this is in general a fascinating conversation, where we find numerous times, I think recently we spoke a little bit about it by Sheen Rosh Hashanah, where the source is supposed to be based on Yerushalmi about not sleeping Rosh Hashanah, and we don't have the Yerushalmi. Rishon brings down such a thing, B'Shem Yerushalmi, and we look high and low, it's not now Yerushalmi. So there is discussion, over 100 years ago, different experts, Grace of Akiyam, put together lists and published in journals of different places Rishonim bring Yerushalmis that we don't have, and then over the years, different theories came up where they possibly could be. But this is a story that maybe a different time we will return to talk about more by Rikos. But bottom line is, this is a Yerushalmi also. Menachem Kosher in Torah Shleima, he says that it must be, it's a Medrash Eretz Yisrael that was called Yerushalmi, which is what others say when you have these types of Yerushalmis that are brought down by Rishonim and we don't have them in our Yerushalmi. Okay. What about saying Parshas Aman on Shabbos? Maybe you might think it has something to do with like a Bakashas Parnasa. So the Eilus Talmud says clearly that you could. And from the Stimas Beis Yosef, the Tur, or all these people calling Yerushalmi, no one seems to mention anything about Shabbos. But the Torah's Chaim from Reb Chaim Seifer brings down that seems some people taka refrained from saying it on Shabbos, possibly because of this aspect. This is a topic which, Amir Tzashem, we will speak about in a different podcast in the near future. The Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Hilchos Talmud that one can't say it on Shabbos. Are there anyone that says not to say it? So, the Elyu Rabbah is Mitzayin that he brings based on Divrei Chamudos, which is from the Lechem Chamudos from the Tosfos Yontif, that basically it's very nice to say all these different types of tefillos, but one got to learn also. So maybe it's not, if let's say you're going to be learning, and so to say all these type of tefillos, you should not. Okay, that's what the Elyu Rabbah brings down, and the Chidah, interestingly enough, also possibly seems to go with that approach. But the Makar Chaim over here says for such a thing, it's not at least for Parshas Hamon. You can, it's not a problem, even if about the bittul Torah of learning, so to speak. Now, but the problem is, and this is the great question, we're saying it's a Torah, it's a Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to be saying it. If you look in your standard Siddur, it's not there. Something must have happened at a certain point in time that it was removed. Lamaisa, we do know that that it's brought down from the Talmidei Arizal. Reb Chaim Vital said Arizal told him not to say it before davening, say it at the end of davening, all the reasoning behind that. But Darcha Shulchan says, he says he doesn't know what's the reason why it's taken out of the Siddur. You look inside the Siddur, it's not there. So he also says, I didn't find it in the Yerushalmi. Now you have to understand, Darcha Shulchan was an expert in Yerushalmi. We have his Ha'aris on Gantz Yerushalmi, so he's someone to say that it's not in Yerushalmi, it means something. He speculates, interesting Ha'ara. In this parsha of the Mon, we see there's a Tarumais of the Yidin on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe because of that, we don't want to say it. So maybe it was changed, so to speak. So what does it mean, the Yerushalmi bringing down that they did say it and it's a school of a Parnasa? Okay, he's suggesting that maybe at some point in time it changed. Okay, and maybe that's why it was taken away, not to say it, but Tzibur, he says, okay, anyway, bottom line is that we don't have, what really needs to be explored properly is when it was taken out of the Siddur, checking back, when was it in the Siddur, let's say in manuscripts of the Siddur, was it taken out at a certain point, and if let's say we're going to link it to the Arizal, when did that happen, and what exactly was the time of the Arizal? Now, what's interesting is, is like this. This is the Chibur Seder Hayoyim, which is a famous Chibur, but a lot of times it goes unnoticed. So Lamashal over here, he talks about what's going on before davening, what he say, and then he says, Acher kach yikra parshas Amon, ala Seder, benachas, ubetamim, with the trap, v'yispalov, v'yischan, sheyizamim, parnosel, chol, klal, imoy, amoy, Yisrael. And he then he says an interesting thing. You know the parsha by heart, which is also a chiddush in Dvar Hashem Ksav Loimer Al Peh. But the bottom line is, here we see the Seida Yoim, which is a very early work. This is written somewhere it's published about something like 20 years after the Shulchan Aruch. He also, now what's significant is, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Tzfas. So that makes it, that makes it an extra chashivas. Okay. So obviously, I'm leaving with many questions over here. And just to be messiah with two ha'aris on this prat is, number one, how it gets to the base medrash of Remendel Rimonov, and that it has to be on Dafk on Tuesday of this week, and where does it even come from, and is there any connection between Remendel Rimonov and Parshas Amon? So my friend Eli Fisher actually wrote an article about it, which I'm happy to share. And just literally, I think it was yesterday, Kivitz Beis Aharon v'Yisrael released their latest issue. And in there, someone has a 4 or 5 page article, Bechlal, about the Parshas Amon, the Makairis, the Yerushalmi, etc., etc. A nice, sweet article on the topic. But as I said, it definitely needs more clarification about this aspect and when it slowly got removed. Okay. The second topic that I'd like to talk about is the bracha. What bracha does one make on the mon? Much ink has been spilled on this question over the years. I've seen so many different answers. And I will share briefly with some short comments related to some of these answers. And in the last part of the episode, where I'm going to mention all the various new works about it, they also have their own arichos and gishmak amar mekaymes about this topic. and one could look in all of them and gain a lot also about this topic. Okay, the story begins like this. There's an Ishmas Adam in Hilchas Lulav, where he's talking about a lulav that was grew in Atzis Shein and Nakuf. Then he says, based on, he's not sure about what's the din with it. Now, he has in his, that's what he says in Chayyotam, and in the Nishma Sadam over there, he says, in passing, while he's discussing at length a certain Yerushalmi, he says, he's talking about the man. Certainly, they did not make a hamaitzi lechem in haaretz before they ate the man. Okay. And this relates to where he talks about Bechlal in Hilchas Brachas earlier on. In Siman Yud Zayin, about what bracha do you make on something that was grown in Atzis Shein and Akav? Fine. If you make a hamaitzi or not, fine. Lamaisa, this Chayyadam, lots of ink was spilled on it. And Lamashal in 1855, the Pesach Advir in Siman Reish Gimel, the Stechemen has a big arichos. More recently, Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Chavadas collects discussion about it. The Ali Tamar and Klayim. And most recently, we have two Makairis. Reb Kalman Kahana, the great expert in Zerahim, it seems they're working on a chibur of his on Klayim, and an article from this work was published in Yerushasenu Zion. So there they have a whole arichos from scratch with this Yerushalmis and everything, what's going on in the sugi of Atzis Shein Nakuf, and there Agav comes to play discussions of our question of what bracha did they make on the man. And another Ma'ar Makom that was also just published last year, Tshuvas Rabbi Chil Michal Tukachinsky, that was published from the first time for manuscript, also there, also handling this Yerushalmi. Now, just to throw out there, so the point is with the Chayyadim, Nishmas Adam, he's handling a bunch of different Yerushalmis. Here we get to see him, and you know, with someone from the Beis Medrash of the Gra, Yerushalmi being very important, quoting it as and handling in it, and being Mechadish, had to learn it up differently than others, and that is its own parsha. The next mahalach is, which has been extremely, extremely famous and quoted in probably almost every conversation on the sugya, is a conversation found in the Bnei Yisachar. Now, it seems interesting is that there's a cryptic line in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, which says, Ram Nasanaymer, Baruchu b'man v'kitshu b'bracha. And obviously, it's not clear what does this even mean. So now, the Bnei Yisachar brings down like this. What does it mean, kitshu bebracha? So he says like this, there's something from the Ramami Pano, in his chibur mamari hashabasos, shala asa lavai besudah shalav yason, hine ein sudah beloy lechem, hine kasav sheyetzi az senenes haman hanignaz, v'nikra lechem, v'alechem hashanasan Hashem, because Hashem, what does it say there? Sheyvarchu bracha al haman hamoitzi lechem min hashamayim. So here we have it. What bracha does one make on the man? They're going to make a bracha of hamaitzi lechem min hashamayim. Okay. Then he says, so he threw out this Mar Dekamar Makim from a Ramami Pano, which we'll get back to in a moment. So this is where everyone handles. Everyone knows about this Ramami Pano through this Bnei Yisachar. The conversation continued, and he was talking about it. They were handling about it. Then he had a vikuach about it, and he quotes some other people about it. And one person of the chevra, so to speak, the chaveirim, as he calls it, Rabbi Yisrael Doiv, he says, "Kemeduma loy birchu bracha laman kol iker." Why? Kivan shu lechem avirim nivla beivarim shalay yahya by birer. He kol iker habracha levar nitzaitzin lafridam in apsilis ubeman loy yahya psilis. Veneneti mi'oid ki ledaiti advarim kroivim al emes, ve'isi matmiya lefizeh ala kadosh marama, under Ramami Pano, shekos ha'shen etzdarech levarich alav l'asad. Ad kedei kach, he liked this ha'ara of this Rabbi Yisrael Doiv so much that he was wondering why he felt that l'asad lavai, when the levels of nitzaitzin and everything is going to be even more, that you would need to make a bracha. Okay. He continues over here, and then he discusses what about Bechol, what about Shabbos. He suggests that maybe B'Shabbos, the Kedusha is higher, so that maybe you would make a bracha. Because it's Ke'ein Achilas Kachim, and therefore he says, HaYimavarchem Berchas HaMitzah SheKedushanam Mitzayis V'Tzivanam L'Echol Suda Shabbos V'Zeu V'Kacheu B'Bracha. And that will be pshat in this cryptic line of Medrash. So Be'etzim, they got away with it, but it's not answering. What about during the week? So during the week, he's relying on the other Makairis that he brought down. Okay. So this piece of the Ramami Pano is taka found in the Ramami Pano in the Chibur Maimer Shvases Hashem, which is what he says. Now, what I found interesting is while I'm preparing the shir, I'm looking around and I don't see anyone that is even on this. Where is the first time this Chibur is published? As far as I'm able to tell, it's first published in 1863, which is over 20 years after the Petira of the Bnei Yisachar. So it seems that he must have known about this in manuscript. It's not even clear if there were so many pieces of so many manuscripts of the Ramami Pano, but everything is possible that he saw it because it's a direct quote in the Taka State in our Maimer Shabbos Hashem. Okay. Lamaisa, that's a bibliographical ha'ara, which maybe we'll find out that Taka there was manuscripts around in his, he did have other manuscripts, so maybe he had this too. Fine. Lamaisa already in 1865, there's a Truvis Mishkanei Saron from Reb Hibner, a Gutta Galitziana Yid, and he's done right away with the sugya derech agav. He's handling about a shaila, which also many also talk about. What about matzah? What could use mum for matzah? And he talks about this. Bnei Yisachar again. Ramami Pana comes up. Rabbeis of Engel and Brachas. Gilyani Hashas. Okay, fine. So again and again, these makairis mean to say pretty much the marmukim from what comes out according to the Ramami Pano and like this Rabbi Yisrael Daiv, that they would, you don't even need to make a bracha, these hecher and yanim type of shtickle tire, which is, again, something I can't really comment about. It's above my pay grade. Now, one interesting story, a very brief story, is that in the 1970s, a mysterious manuscript came to light called Tshuvas Torah Lashma. And the question was, it came from Baghdad, and who was the author? And it seemed to be from someone. According to looking at the work, it claimed that the questions or the materials was from the 1680s and onwards. So it's an early work, and there's a Gevena Gansa Tumel about it. Make a long story short, as of today, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's written by the Ben Ish Chai, and everything in it is from the Ben Ish Chai. Why he wrote a Sefer in such a Eifen, a lot of ink has been spilled, proving that it is him beyond the shadow of a doubt. Also, a lot of ink has been spilled. Mechon Avet Shalom published a beautiful, beautiful edition in Tavshin Ayin Gimel about it. Kedai to read the introduction. Anyway, over there in Siman Samach Gimel, there's a tshuva where it talks about Chacham Ayadirish Kolikur Berchas Anhen Luvar HaToiv Min Arav Amr Lfi Zeh Yeshlem Di Yisrael Loi Baruch Alamon Shayayir Min Hashamayim Vein Bay Bir Vashoy Min Cholko Olav Minayin Lechadavar Zeh Vehechach Zeh In Hechrach Al Kein Rotzin Lodas Ima Emes Im Eilu Ha'oimrim Shebaruch Olav Gam Baruch Hu Gam ma baruchu brachalov, yareinu hamayir letzedaka v'schar kafel min hashamayim. Now, anyone who's looking and knows about the Bnei Yisachar could see that it's obviously has some connection over here, and that's it's really going based on that story. And when you read the answer, you could see even further. He talks about, and again, remember, this is the claim is this Yecheskel Kechali, is that this is from the 1680s. Umashish Altim Ketzer Yisa Bracha. He says like this: Hine Nimtzah Kasef LaRama BeMamori Hashabasai Shela Asa BeSudas Lav Yas and Yotziu Min Etzanan Esamam VeYachilu VeYevarchu Amoytzi Lechem Min Hashamayim Ein Sham VeNira the Yisrael Hayim Bevarchen Alaman Hamamti Lechem Min Hashamayim. Okay, so Bekitzer, the point is that I'm just pointing out an interesting maramakim with this Bnei Yisachar eventually became the source of a Torah Lashma, which we now know is the Ben Ish Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai was familiar with materials of the Bnei Yisachar. But anyway, okay, now, and that's an interesting tshuva, which is actually a cute way of taking the longer piece of the Bnei Yisachar, making it into a short Shailan Shuva. Fine. Lamaisa, there's a Chibur, Skulas Yisrael, where he's Metzayin to Zayar, which sounds like in Bishalach, the Zayar, sounds like they made a bracha. You look over there, Ruf Margolis and his Aris already handles Mekairos on that Zayar. The Oitzi Yad Chayim brings from the Arach Chama, who brings from the Ramak, that they made a bracha Hamaitzi. And this is L'chayr Alpiz Havanan, how to learn up this Zayar in Parshas V'Shalach. So, of course, on this, you have to look at the Arichos Nifla, Remar Tchashpilman, and his incredible work, Tveris Tzvi, on the Zohar. Chelik Dalad, page Reish Lamed to Reish Lamed Dalad. Okay, Reish Lamed to Reish Lamed Dalad. In general, many Achrayim handle different Knetches. Add to this Nekuda, building off this Mnei Yisachar, just to mention some of them, the Nachlas Yaakov Yeshua, the Imre Yemes, the Gareba. He talks about it both in Pitzkei Tshuva, Simon Reish Pei Aleph, the Aris there, and in his Aris to the Baal Pardes Yosef, Chelik Beis. Okay, and one other marmakam relating to this is the Choshvei Machshavos, a beautiful chibur, also adds up a Nacha Knetcha too. And the Birchas Aaron and the Tshuva Slev Avram also add some Knetches based on this. Ayin Shom. The last Nakuda to this answer is the Pardes Yosef. He says, he wants to make a Pesachena Diyah, called it Tzarech Bracha Sh'asa Lehen Ismail. You now let, what we know, you now let have Hanah from this, from Olam Hazeh, B'li Bracha. That's a Gemara in Brachas Laman Hey. So you can be Medayik. It's what? Asa Lehen Ismail Hazeh. Dafka min olam hazeh, av if it's av something min olam haba, then you don't need to make a bracha. Okay, ashena cute diuk aza. Okay, fine. The next answer is a famous answer also given based on the Beis Yitzchak. I believe it maybe is the first person who says it. It could be they traced it earlier in 1888, and it's true as Beis Yitzchak in Yeridea, where he goes with the gang that it's a mice and nisim, and a mice and nisim you don't make a bracha on. So end of discussion. Reb Ruvim Magolus and Nefesh Chayis and Reish Dalet is Meirich on this, and Pardes Yosef is Meirich on this Bechlal about this Nakuda of making brachas on Hais Anisim. This ties in to Chanukah and other places, but many people, and including the Beis Yitzchak over here, and for Chanukah they also shtel to, is the Radak. The Radak talks about in Melachim that the Shemen Nes of Elisha was Pater from Maisris. Where is this coming from? So they shteltsu, the Radak says, it's from a Tosefta. Okay, we don't have this Tosefta, but say do the Kazakh, so they say. So why? What's Pshat? Because it was Shem and Nes. So, of course, it plays into the Beis Yosef Kasha, Shem and Nes, Shem and Zayas, all these different things. But one Yediyah to add to the story that's not so well known. And that is, what is this Tosefta that this Radak is talking about? Turns out we now have it. And it's not a Tosefta, the standard Tosefta that you find in the back of your Gemara, where we know there's Mishnayis, there's Gemara, there's Tosefta, but it turns out that there are Tosefta's, it's just additions to the Targum on Nevi'im. A fellow, an Einikel of Menachem Kasher, his name is Rimon Kasher, he collected hundreds of pieces from manuscript of all these pieces, and from different, obviously, manuscripts, etc., etc. And when you look in Melachim, Taka, you will see that in that Chibur, which is not a Tosefta, but it's a Tosefta on Targum, for lack of, I guess, a name, and what the Radak brings is Taka as a quote, and bottom line is, there's a Makar from this early work that on something that's Mais Anisim, you would not make a bracha on. Okay. Another famous Teretz, and this is, this Teretz comes from the Sefer Chassidim. It says like this, Al Hamon Hayimavarchim Hanoisin Lechem Min HaShamayim. Pashut, that's the bracha. Lechem min hashamayim. Okay, now, the question is like this. Again, here we'll also mention a brief story, and that is as follows. What are we talking about? What Sefer Chassidim? You open up your standard Sefer Chassidim, you will not find a piece that says any such thing that I just read. Answer is like this. In the 1890s, we spoke about in different episodes on Chaim Kanievsky, there's a massive organization called Mekitzim Nirdamim. They were into publishing Rishonim from manuscript. It's a whole chevra, it was a whole story behind it. We spoke parts of the story, and it seems that it was brought to their attention that there's a whole massive work of Sefer Chassidim, or Yehuda Chassin, that's not like our Sefer Chassidim. Now, what is it, and what's the story behind it? Avada is under a story, which we're not going to get into now. But the point is that in the 1890s, they published, Mekitzim Nirdamim published this Chibur. And that's where I quoted the piece from. It's in that Sefer. It's tough, 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 tough mem. And that's the piece that I quoted. Okay. Now, to make it interesting, just a drop, is I'll just say a few quick ideas about it, and then we'll move on. Number one, they went through this work. And now this work is much, much more material than our Sefer Chassidim. So they realized, they told the person who was working on it, make sure to write to Gedolim. Maybe they recommend the Gedolim. But Kitzer, get help in finding the Makairis. Okay. Lo and behold, who does he reach out to? A Yid, which we've spoken about a few times, Rabbi Yosef Zachar Yister. And in Shuvah Zecher Yosef, Arachayim, Simon Ayin Ches, we find as follows. That is 54 in Yonim. He says, I don't really like to do it, but I was asked by the heads of Mekitz and Nedamim to look at this manuscript. I guess he got pieces of the manuscript, I'm not sure. That we don't know what the Makairis are of this Chibur. And maybe you could help. Now, so that's what he does. Now, it seems is that he was concerned. He thought, it sounds like it's not something he normally would do to help someone, you know, randomly. He liked to answer Shailas and Halacha. This is not Shailas and Halacha L'maisa. A guy wants to put out a text. Does Tom give him Ha'aris on it? Anyway, bottom line is, he was concerned that this person might not mention his name when he publishes his Ha'aris in the Sefer. Bottom line is that he was correct, and it seems the person did not publish his name when he published his Ha'aris, but he didn't publish all the Ha'aris that he got from Rabbi Yosef Zachari Stern. L'mashal, over here, he asked Rabbi Yosef Zachari Stern, what do you have to say about it? Rabbi Yosef Zachari Stern wrote a whole arichos about it, including saying that he once heard such a thing in the name of the Gra, that the Gra said such a thing, mamash doimit to what the Sefer Hasidim said. Okay, say there. But the point is that he suspected, and it turns out he was suspected correctly that this person might not quote him. It seems he didn't quote him, but over here he didn't quote him anyway. I mean, say this piece he didn't quote at all, so it wasn't like he plagiarized a particular piece, but it seems in other places he didn't quote him. And Baruch Hashem, we have the tshuva from Yitzchak Zachari Stern, so we have the whole thing. Who is this person? We have to give credit. He did kill himself to publish the Sefer Chassidim. What's known as Sefer Chassidim, Alpinos Chsavia Parma. So his name was Yehuda Hakoyen Vistensky. Okay, now who is this Yid? He's born in 1844. He has smicha from Shmuel Mulliver. He's all over the place. He's in Vilna. He's this place, that place. At a certain point in time, he's back in... he's in America. He's a rabbi in Buffalo. He becomes a superintendent. At some point, he's in New York for a few years. I could say he's all over the place, but he dies not in America. When he's in America, he publishes stuff. So there's a beautiful entry written by my dear friend, Ari Kinsberg, in the book Hebrew Printings in America, 1735 to 1926, by Yosef Goldman, which is based on the research of Ari Kinsberg. So he has two nice pages 376 to 377, about this Yid. But the point is that we owe him a karas hatoyv for publishing the Sefer Chassidim. Now, many years later, I think it started in the 60s, Rav Price from Toronto published three massive volumes on this Sefer Chassidim, where he handles dealing with the Sefer Chassidim to mefarish all different aspects. Over here on this piece, he has a whole arichos. He brings up different things. He Avada brings up the Bnei Yisachar and other. He talks about the Yerushalmi and Klayim that we mentioned, the Chayyadam and some other interesting Marmakaimis. Also about a Bracha Ali Deanes, that Shaila. Okay, now. And Mechon Aitzar Paiskim in recent years published this Sefer Chassidim after publishing a few volumes of the other Sefer Chassidim, and with footnotes. And the last thing is, in recent years we have a Rabbeinu Yoel Alatayr, which also says Mamish like this Sefer Chassidim. Okay, so we now have another teretz for this question, the Sefer Chassidim. Anyone bring down this Sefer Chassidim? Say, yeah, right away, in 1894, Mamish... literally a few years after the Sefer Chassidim comes on the market, Ramei Arik, L'chayra in his Minchas Pitim brings this down. Rev Leitner in 1911, his Tshuvas Beis David, also a Yid, Bakin, Rishayim, and everything like that. So it's not surprising that these people bring it down right away. Fine. The last teretz I'll speak about today is that the Chemdes Yisrael, Ramei Dan Pletzky, says, based on a Sipurnu, that you will make a Bayer Pri Hadama. Lamaisa, this Sipurnu, a lot of ink has been spilled on it, and there's even a fascinating Lashon from the Avni Nezer, She'ina chrayis divrei Sipurnu atum alai. Okay, I don't know what shot in that Avni Nezer, but anyways, the Achrayim, including his Talmud, the Chemdes Yisrael, Remeir Dan, is Mefarish Hapi it certain things in the Sugya, and there are other people that talk about it for other aspects. Okay, now, so that was basically the second opinion that I would like to talk about, and now just to conclude. This topic of the Mun, so not only is it the Skula that you're supposed to say it every day, and not only do we discuss some of the briefly some of the answers and the bibliographical stories, a drop about behind the bracha made on it, many Svarim were written about the Mun. Now, like everything, it's not pshat, they wrote just a sefer, a little ha'ara here or there. They mamash handle. Each one tries to come up with more ideas and topics to handle about the Mun. The earliest sefer I found on the subject was 1958, Tzaneness HaMun from Rabbi Arye Rabinovich. It's about 80 pages. So there he has a bunch of vinyanim. He talks about with some armakaimis. Fine. Then there's another work, Kitzi Pichas Bedvash, which comes out in Tufshin Pei Aleph from a Rav Royd. It's 298 pages. Also a very, very nice, thorough collection. Another work, which came out a few editions already, from Reb Elyo Play. It's called Dagan Shemayim, 214 pages. This one actually has some ha'aris from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Anyway, so these are some of the svarim written on the topic. Then, last year, a sefer called Eitzar Parsha from Reb Abish Dax, something like over 400 pages. A massive work dealing with everything about the Mun. Now, all these works all try to talk about as many topics as they could, but I think that Rabbi Dax is the most successful in coming up with the most amount of topics that he could tie back to the Mun. And then after coming up with the topics and collecting the information and putting it down very clear, which they all try to do, and they all are successful on some level. Some people are more interested, you know, one safer on this type of topic is enough. The junkies are... well, it's never enough. So I'm just going to mention just briefly, so a few other marmakaimus and recent things that came out about the Mun. Number one, this is not recent actually, but my friend, he's fascinated by these type of svarim, these type of topics, to know who wrote about them, how many svarim there are on him, and then to go through them, avada, know them, is it Michal Zilber? So he told me that there's another sefer that he came across about the Mun from a Rabbi Avram Fliegman, printed in 1987, Lechem and Hashamayim. I have not seen it. I only saw a page or two of how it looks. More recently, there's a sefer called Eitzer Tu B'Shvat, Shiras Hayam Parsha B'Mun. This is from Rav Shimon Gutman. He's the person who actually behind the sefer Chassidim HaChadash that was put out by Mechon. Eitzer HaPaiskim that I just mentioned. And then, just to quote two more, last Marmakaimis, last year, it was last year, 2 years ago, sorry, Magidim Chadashim from Rav Weiss. So we got Magidim Chadashim on Shemais, a massive work, and Avada, Mun, gets a fair treatment of over 50 pages of fascinating discussions relating to the Mun. Some of them are topics that these farm deal with, some his own, okay. And last but not least, also just came out, Krach Nun Aleph from last year, from Encyclopedia Talmudis. So in this volume, they have a section on Mun. Also beautifully done. This is obviously not using, it does not appear that they're using any of these more recent works. It's very classy how it's done, very well organized, and it's amazing. You take any one of these svarim, and you spend even an hour, and you just see how many questions and how many different things. Torah is simply just endless. And one gets to see this in its full glory in such a topic of the Mun. To conclude, is that the Encyclopedia Talmudis, in the end of its discussion about the Mun, says, oh, somehow it links into through Hasidish Svarim. So it's interesting to get a glimpse of what they quote. They're not only, they will quote Hasidish Svarim, but it links to another thing that's negated to this Parsha Shalach, which is the Shabbos of the Shira, and somehow this links to the putting out of chitim for the birds. Now, this is a problematic minig. Already the Magen Avraham is against it, but Lamaisa people did do it, and what's the story behind it? So that also, that's their concluding page or half a page in their entry on the Mun, and that is its own longer conversation, which is not for today. So basically, in short, we discussed a few different topics relating to the Mun and some of the recent literature on the Mun. Thanks for joining us. I apologize about my voice. I'm just a little under the weather, but I figured better like this than not. A good evening.